SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It has been 8 years since Emma Byers had her twins. They were born very preterm, which means before 32 weeks gestation. She says the experience came with a lot of postpartum anxieties and pressures.
It was very sudden and it was quite a shock. I didn't see my boys until the following day. When I arrived, I was really overwhelmed by the medical intervention that my boys needed to help them in these very, very early stages of their life. And both of them needed really significant help and intervention with their breathing. That was the main concern for them because they were born so early and spontaneously, so there was no ability to get any interventions and steroids to help their lungs. They both had a lot of trouble and had to learn, I suppose, how to breathe.
This is the case for many Australian preterm families, with over 3,500 babies born very prematurely in Australia each year. Approximately 60% experience difficulties and are at higher risk of growth, health and developmental problems than full-term babies. Although not all babies will encounter these issues, many parents are concerned about the long-term health outcomes for their children. A team led by Murdoch Children's Research Institute, MCRI, has developed the first national guidelines to improve the long-term health outcomes of these infants. Professor Ginny Chong is the group leader for the Victorian Infant Brain Studies at the MCRI.
The purpose of the guideline is to provide a framework, an evidence-based framework, to guide health professionals and also to inform families themselves about what areas of health and development are important, and also at what ages, ideally, the children should be seen. And it is very important that, you know, any problems with growth or health or development is detected early in childhood, so that resources and interventions can be put in place to help the children improve their outcomes and optimize their potential.
The National Health and Medical Research Council of Australia has adopted these guidelines, covering children from the moment they leave the hospital until they reach 6 years of age. The guidelines will address care gaps by directing every family with a very preterm infant to a coordinated multidisciplinary team to ensure health risks are detected and treated early. Sarah Kirby, who had her son Teddy at 26 weeks, says he weighed 719 grams and could almost fit in her hand. Miss Kirby, whose son is now a healthy 14-month-old, believes the process of having a preterm baby can be overwhelming and the establishment of national guidelines is a relief.
It's a lot, and I'm just so glad that there's going to be standard guidelines that are going to be in place now so that all the parents after us can just have, like, even just walk out of the hospital feeling like they've got something to support them, because you do spend a lot of time in NICU. So to have someone there to say, okay, this is the checkups that we're going to do and we're going to be able to find out, you know, what's going on with your baby, if there's anything wrong, fairly quickly, because this is standard across the board. Like, you can't get much better than that, can you? Like, I know that it'll keep getting better, but at the moment, to have that is just incredible.
Ms. Byers says structured support is important also for the mental health of families of very preterm babies.
Everybody was very well aware that I needed the support as much as the boys did. I feel like the emotional help and support that I got was amazing, but then when I came home, there just sort of seemed to be a disconnect with some mental health services to help me process everything that was going on. I think it would have been great to have been linked in with those prior to the boys being discharged from hospital.
Professor Chong says services vary considerably across Australia. She says follow-up care needs to be tailored to each child and initiated by each hospital's neonatal intensive care unit team. Professor Chong says the guidelines will significantly improve survival rates for babies.
Children who are born very preterm do have follow-up after they leave the hospital intensive care. However, this is not uniform throughout the country, and depending on where you live and the availability of resources, there is a great disparity of follow-up. So this guideline is to once again provide, you know, best practice recommendations so that health services and families can advocate for the best care possible within the resources that they have.
The guidelines will be revived in 5 years and updated with any additional evidence-based recommendations. Professor John Newnham, chair of the Australian Preterm Birth Prevention Alliance, says the body is working on safely reducing the rate of early birth across Australia.
Improving the care for babies born very preterm is very important. But we in Australia now have a program running to prevent preterm birth in the first place, and the signs are that it's being effective.
Omar Bello, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.